Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka is about to have a new city manager. An Iowa man has accepted the job following an intensive screening process. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager said the new city manager is Greg Sparks of West Des Moines, Iowa. And now the city is doing a background check on Sparks before making the hire final. There, he's been managing a $113 million budget and has also been in management positions in four other states. Sparks said that Eureka's strong retail base is part of the attraction to him. He also said he hopes to arrive in the city soon. Mayor Frank Yeager said he is excited to have a city manager with extensive experience. Sparks has a tentative start date for Eureka of May 1st. Chris Kerrigan of Eureka is making it official. He's running for Humboldt County Supervisor against Virginia Bass in the 4th District. The one-time Eureka City Council member is announcing his bid tomorrow afternoon at the Humboldt County building. Kerrigan is filing papers and then making the announcement during the noon hour. Kerrigan served two terms on the Eureka City Council and focuses on economic development. He said he'll make that the focus of his campaign on the supervisor's board as well. All it took was one whiff, and Humboldt County deputies found a Neyland Road pot farm. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies say the pot grow was discovered 1 month ago by two deputies. Yesterday, they served a search warrant and found 256 plants and $18,000 in cash. They also found a connection to an Arcata residence where they found 1,500 more plants. One man has been arrested on an outstanding warrant, and the case has been turned over to the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is holding a public budget meeting tonight, and as last year, each supervisor will be present at a location in their respective districts. The meeting will be streamlined live online as well as on cable access channel 10 from 6 to 8 p.m. Residents will have a chance to meet directly with each supervisor to ask questions and to offer their suggestions for where and how the county should allocate funding.
One of the goals for the community budget meetings is to learn more about what Humboldt County citizens want from their local government and what they want to know from us. We realize that people have to work, watch their kids, or otherwise cannot attend the meetings in person. So by opening this up to Twitter, the public has another way to comment on the budget. We're excited about that possibility.
Check the county website for meeting places for your district. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News, and now the subject of early release from the Humboldt County Jail and what that means to us. Last Wednesday's public forum addressing the safety of Eureka community gave residents the chance to voice their concerns to a panel of government and law enforcement officials. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell was one of the panelists who heard the community's opinions regarding nighttime jail release and changes law enforcement could make to improve public safety.
There have been issues with people being picked up for whatever. They're driven 65 miles. They don't have any way to get back down, so they're roaming around the streets. So the issue is, if you let them out in the middle of the night, there's more of a chance they can create mayhem, and they can also be victims themselves, as has happened.
Fennell went on to say that the community itself could be a part of the solution.
I think it was great for the community to hear the constraints that all those guys are working under and the challenges they face. And I think it was good for them to hear from the community what their concerns were.
Fennell added that the meeting was a great opportunity for officials and residents to share their concerns and ideas. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.